From the Mississippi Delta to Chicago's South Side, Rick Smith and his band, the Trailer Park Romeos, is going to take us on a blues pilgrimage this weekend at the Atherton. But first, we have him here in the studio to give us a little sneak peek of his musical technique and soon enough jam with our very own Chris Vandercook live. Welcome, Rick.
Oh, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Tell me about the blues. There's a subset, the preacher blues.
Oh,
where
yeah.
did all this take root?
Well, for me, I kind of stumbled onto it by reading about the old blues guys that performed before World War II, country blues musicians way down in the South. And some of them were actually preachers, you know, but they were also blues men. And they would either write their own songs or take hymnals or gospel songs and put it to a blues format. And they would sing, you know, and a lot of these guys that were blind couldn't work out in the cotton field. They would busk and panhandle with their guitar on street corners, and they didn't just play blues, they played gospel and hymnals so that people would give them more, you know, more money and stuff, and that's how they made their living. Fred McDowell was a sharecropper, you know, Mississippi Fred McDowell, but he was also a blues man. He made many albums, but he performed hymnals and stuff. So yeah, I call it the preaching blues, and it's kind of an interesting sub-genus of the blues, and we're going to be doing a couple of these types of blues Saturday. Me and my good friend Joe Green, in the first half, I'm going to be playing a lot of old-time stuff, and then in the second half, it'll be kind of like Chicago blues, you know, the old blues meets the amplifier and meets the electric guitar, and that's what happened in the 50s.
So it's a unique mesh of really following the blues from where they started in Mississippi all the way up to Chicago's South Side, and really just giving us a good example of where that tradition went and how the how the sound traveled and maybe changed a little bit and took on a little Chicago spin.
Right, it evolved. It evolved, and by the time it got up to the 50s and the cities up north and stuff, those blues men did it a certain way that basically went out and conquered the world as other young musicians from Britain and here in America heard this, and they started doing their own type of blues and stuff.
Helping to travel around the world. Well, I see your beautiful guitar. Let's hear a little sample of what people may hear this weekend. And Chris, you're going to play along with them. Live music in the studio. What more could you ask for?
I've got a yearning heart, girl, but I believe my time ain't long. I got a yearning heart, girl, oh, but I believe my time ain't long. I think about you, girl, and that's why I sing this song.
Nice live preview of what people might hear. Now, tell me a little bit about your guitar. It's a very unique instrument in appearance, and it gives you a slightly different sound. What's the difference, and where does it come from?
Well, these type of guitars are called resonators. The one I have is a cherry wood. You know, it's like a regular guitar, but it has a big old metal pan in the middle of it that gives it a different sound, and was designed to make it a little bit louder than a normal guitar. Now, you also see resonators that are all steel, and they sound a little more metallic than this one. I will have a lot of different guitars this Saturday, and people will be able to hear the different sounds from electric guitars and to the resonators and other different kinds of guitars. It's all blues.
It's all part of the plan. Now, tell me a little bit about the idea of a slide guitar. You have a device on your pinky. What does that do, and how does that change the sound a little?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. The original intention of these old blues guys, they wanted to try and imitate violins. This is what I've read. But they had to tune the guitars. Now, believe it or not, there was this attraction. A lot of the early recorded guitar music was Hawaiian music in the 30s. It was very, very popular, the slack key tuning of the guitars of the original Paniolo songs and stuff. And the blues men, you know, the southern guys, African Americans down south, tried to imitate this, but they'd wear a bottleneck or a piece of metal to slide, or a pocket knife to slide on the strings and stuff, and accompany themselves while they sang their blues. And the slide guitar, if you could master that, because it's hard, it took me a long time, if you could master it and sing and keep the tone in pitch, the note on the guitar, then you have, you know, W.C. Handy first heard it, and it blew his mind in a little train station in Mississippi late one night. And he ended up being attracted to this kind of country folk music, he called it. And then he published it, and the rest is history.
Well, and if you want to see history, you want to see these unique guitars, you want to watch the slide in action, there's only one place that's going to happen. You can see Rick Smith and his group this Saturday night at the Atherton. He'll be with the Trailer Park Romeos and a special guest, Joe Green. Tickets are available. You can take a look at our website, hpr2.org. Thanks for coming in with the live music, Rick.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy and Chris. Y'all have a good week. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
Ain't nothing like a little dip in the